Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
World's largest junior livestock show, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, getting into road gear now all this week at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. Our coverage being powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. Some champions named yesterday. The Supreme Champion Beef Heifers named. The Supreme Champion Heifer, shown by Carly Clark from Sequoia County 4-H. She had the champion Maine and Jew. The Reserve Supreme Champion Heifer was the Angus Champion, shown by Mia Allison from Canadian County 4-H. Supreme Champion Influence Heifer was the Simmental Influence Champion, shown by Cody Courtney from Fort Cobb Broxton FFA. And the Reserve was the Maintainer Champion, Reserve Supreme Champion Influence Heifer, shown by Macy Collum from Perkins Tryon FFA. Busy, busy day today. You've got the Bear Show actually starting. So many bears in, you've got to do it over a three-day period. You've got the breeding ewes continue to be shown today. And this afternoon, a meet and greet with NBA star Stephen Adams of the Oklahoma City Thunder, courtesy of Oklahoma Beef Council. You've got this one's for the girls, the annual event put on by the Diamond Hats. And then this evening, state lawmakers will be out showing with their FFA and 4-H constituents. That's always a lot of fun, the annual legislative celebrity show happening tonight at the State Fair Arena. Now, beyond the Youth Expo, historic flooding underway up in Nebraska and then points further east as the water works its way across the middle part of the country toward the Mississippi to be drained out into the Gulf of Mexico eventually. We're going to have a lot of flooding, it looks like, this spring in a lot of places because of the big snowfalls, the blizzards, the melting of that moisture very, very quickly. And Nebraska has been hit hard. Nebraska Farm Bureau's President Steve Nelson says they're working right now trying to put together folks that have needs with folks that may be able to help a bit.
We're working to put people that have needs with people that want to provide for those needs. So we're working with those that are offering hay and fencing supplies and different things like that. People can go on our website at nefb.org and post their needs, and those that want to help can post the things that they have to provide, as I said, including feed and those kinds of things, but also supplies or labor, whatever it might be.
A good place to go and check out how you can help is go to the Nebraska Farm Bureau website. That's www.nefb.org. Again, that's nefb.org. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, a special cow sale coming Saturday, March 23rd, 12 noon at the Apache, Oklahoma Auction Market. We'll be offering 800 head, including bred cows, pairs, bred and open heifers, and breeding age bulls. You can call them for more information, 888-926-9696, or go to their website, www.apacheauction.com. Apache Auction Market special cow sale coming this Saturday, March 23rd at 12 noon. A lot more agricultural news up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.